Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
For today's devotional, I want to read to you from Zechariah chapter 8, verse 6. Here's the verse. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, will it also be marvelous in my eyes? Says the Lord of hosts. The 8th chapter of Zechariah is filled with wonderful and amazing prophecies. At the time Zechariah wrote, only a few exiles from Babylon had come back to the promised land. Jerusalem was a small city, and still in many ways it was a ruin. It was not like its glorious past, and there was lots of work yet to be done. The circumstances were dangerous, and there weren't many resources, either financial or human resources, to do the work. Nevertheless, Zechariah chapter 8 makes some bold promises. It promised that God is greatly passionate for Jerusalem. That's in verse 2. It promised that God will transform Jerusalem by his own presence. That's in verse 3. It promised that Jerusalem will be called the city of truth and the holy mountain. That's also in verse 3. And it promised that Jerusalem will once again be a prosperous, busy, and safe place. Now, when the people of Zechariah's day looked at the ruins and weakness of the city around them, and then heard these wonderful promises, they had a problem. The promises seemed too good to be true, too big, too wonderful, too marvelous. That's what God dealt with in Zechariah chapter 8, verse 6, when he asked this question. If it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, will it also be marvelous in my eyes? You see, the promise of a transformed, prosperous, safe Jerusalem seemed a little too fantastic to believe when the city was half built and the walls wouldn't be completed for another 60 years. Yet God wanted them to think, will it also be marvelous in my eyes? Just because it seemed too big for the eyes of man, it was not too marvelous for the Lord. The people of ancient Jerusalem needed to do what we need to do today. Remember how big God is, and that even though something might be impossible with man, it does not mean that it's impossible with God. Jesus reminded us of the same principle in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. He said this, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Now we easily think that God is just a superman, and forget that he's God and not man. There is more than a Grand Canyon's difference between deity and humanity. Now it is true that deity and humanity are compatible because God the Son, the second member of the Trinity, added humanity to his deity, and he came to earth as Jesus Christ. Our compatibility with God is based on the fact that we are made in his image. At the same time, we are still human, and he is still divine. We should never assume that if something is too marvelous for us, then it's also too marvelous for him. The great English preacher Charles Spurgeon preached a memorable sermon on this text, and he told a story from his boyhood. He remembered that when he was little, he was taken to see the house of a nobleman in England, and a friend went with him. When they entered the house, Spurgeon was absolutely astonished at the largeness of the house. It seemed to him like he'd never seen anything so big and so wonderful. He said out loud, "What a house for a man to live in!" And this is what his friend said. His friend said, "Bless you, boy, this is only the kitchen." The young boy Spurgeon had been led in through the kitchen and the servants' quarters, and he was nevertheless astonished at how marvelous it all was, and he had not even yet seen the mansion, which was, of course, a far more wonderful house. In his sermon, Spurgeon applied the point. He said this, quote, "Oftentimes when you see what the Lord has done, you're ready to cry out, 'How can all this be? His goodness, his mercy is really as great as all this.' Rest assured that you have only seen a little of his goodness, as it were the kitchen of his grace house. You have not yet seen the palace of the Most High, where he reveals his full power and splendor. Remember, just because it's too marvelous for us doesn't mean that it's too marvelous for God.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.